Researchers were at Kincaid Beach in Anchorage this week to finish recovering the skeleton of the humpback whale that washed up there in July. The massive specimen will become part of the largest marine mammal collection in North America, housed at the University of Alaska Museum in Fairbanks. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Eric Keto reports it wasn't easy to collect all the pieces.
Aaron Gunderson is scouring the muddy Kincaid Beach for pieces of humpback whale.
So there's one flipper over there. There's another one over here. That's a flipper there. All right.
It's not every day he encounters such a large specimen this close to the road system in Alaska. So in September, he brought a team to this beach to begin recovering the entire whale skeleton.
This is a unique opportunity to get a humpback whale, which we don't have a full skeleton representation of at the museum. So with this being as accessible as it is, it'd be a shame not to take advantage of it and come here and collect the whole thing.
The team was able to carry many of the bones off the beach themselves. They lashed vertebrae, about 40 pounds each, to their backpacks and hauled them a quarter of a mile up the steep, sandy bank. But there was no way they could carry the 2,000-pound whale skull, so Gunderson called in a helicopter.
Get back!
He clips a dangling hook onto some thick straps wrapped around the skull.
All right, good to go.
The skull is dropped onto a flatbed trailer and is being trucked up to Fairbanks. The ribs and jawbones are making the journey by pickup truck. It's been a massive effort, but Gunderson says it's worth it.
Bones in particular, all the tissues of an animal have recorded the history of the animal, what it's eaten. It can teach us a lot about the environment, what's happening out in the oceans where it's living.
The museum's research collection is used by scientists around the world, including medical researchers, hoping to understand the secrets of animal longevity. For now, Gunderson is looking forward to getting the bones out of the pickup truck and into the ground for winter. They need to decompose a bit more before they're ready for research or display at the museum. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Keto in Anchorage.
You can find a video of the salvage operation by searching for Alaska's Energy Desk on Facebook.